You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your Frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
AT&T Connects and Ode to Podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR positive HER2 negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
R&B money. We up. Tank. Jay Valentine. We are the authorities on all things R&B.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Tank.
I'm Jay Valentine.
This is the R&B Money Podcast, the authority on all things R&B.
Yeah.
It starts somewhere.
Come on, Bishop Bass.
Come on. There is an origin.
Yeah.
The Bible says in the beginning. That's what we have here on today.
Yes.
I'm talking about my beginning, where the love began for this thing right here. We got some guys in the building.
Come on,
man. I want to get straight to them, man.
Come on.
Mitchell Jones and Carl Reed of Commission.
Make some noise. Thank you.
Listen.
The reason for 90s R&B.
The reason for 90s R&B.
Yeah.
We have foundational building blocks. Sean Stockman sends his regards.
Yes, he does.
Just got off the phone with him. Said they're here. Sends his love.
Wow. Excellent.
Like, okay. I get it. You were commissioned. You were called to do what you do,
and
you accepted that call, and you move, you moved in such a way that, you know, that lives were changed. You know what I mean? Like lives were changed without you even being there. Like I am one of those kids who in ninth grade discovered Commission. I joined this gospel group. called Brotherhood. And I've been in church, you know, all my life. But, you know, I moved to Maryland, new surroundings, new everything, new school. And I meet these two guys in choir class. And they sing. I'm like, well, I sing. We should be a group. Let's be a group. And he's like, well, we got two other guys we're in a group with or whatever at the church down the way. So I joined the group with them, their Brotherhood. And, you know, they're heavy whinings. Mm-hmm. Love the whiners. Shout out to the whiners. Love,
me too.
Love the whiners, right? And they're like, have you heard Commission? I was like, no, I have not heard Commission. And they put on Commission. It's a rap. I had found somebody I wanted to be. And his name was Mitchell Jones.
Oh, no.
Wow. We would argue. Like, you know how you be like, when you be a superhero from a cartoon?
Yeah, yeah.
When you go outside and play?
It's Marvel characters.
It's Marvel characters. Yeah. I was like, I'm Mitchell. You can't be Mitchell today. You were Mitchell yesterday. It doesn't matter. I'm better at Mitchell than you are at Mitchell. Like, that's what we were doing.
Wow.
We're fighting to be Mitchell Jones.
Wow. Man, I just want to say, I appreciate all the love that you've shown us over the last few years, man.
Yeah.
And all the people that came on and...
Yep.
You know, and said something about Commission. It's just good to know that Commission music is still blessing people, man. And, you know, these gifts that God has given us, you know, all we did was yield it back to God.
Yeah.
Because it's one thing to use your gift for God.
Mm-hmm.
Use your gift for Him. See, you get performance. Mm-hmm. But when you yield it to Him, you get presence.
Mm-hmm.
And we just thank God for how we just yielded to Him, and we just want to love people with our gifts. That's all we did, man.
Yeah.
We love people with our gifts, and that's what it's all about, man. Still sharing the love of God.
Mm-hmm.
We were commissioned to do this. You know, mm-hmm. we were sent by God, and we just thank God. I want to thank God for you guys again, and for all the guys in Commission that answered the call, because if they didn't answer the call, it wouldn't be no Commission. I wouldn't be here, you know. So I thank God for Fred, Michael Brooks, Keith Staten,
Michael Brooks,
Carl Reed,
Mitchell Jones.
Park Stewart.
Yeah.
Phenomenal songwriter, mm-hmm. singer.
Yeah.
And who else we got here? Marvin Sapp.
Marvin Sapp came in. Yeah. Did his thing. Yep. You forgot Michael Williams.
Michael Williams.
Yeah.
All those guys answered the call, man. And I just thank God for that. Like I said, we wouldn't be here if it wasn't for those guys, man.
Yeah.
I just thank God for, like I said, all the people that showed love to us, man. You, Jamie, and all the other people that came on.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been a blessing to know, man. Like I said again, that our music is still blessing people,
still.
Man. Still blessing
still.
People.
Still. I still play it.
I thank you for the love,
in my car.
Yeah.
Period.
It was my introduction to church music, to gospel.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I didn't grow up on, obviously, I'm sure if you guys saw the podcast, I didn't grow up in church. So, but the first gospel artist I had ever heard was Commission. Ever.
Wow.
Like before,
wow.
I mean, like, you know, I'd heard names, but to actually listen to it, and I think I might have been like maybe 14 or 15. And it just, and my whole life, actually, I grew up on, as I would call it, not even just R&B music, I grew up on Cadillac music.
Right.
You know what I mean? It was pimps playing music they listened to.
Mm-hmm.
So right. That's what I grew up on.
Right.
And for me, the first time hearing Commission, it wasn't a shock because I felt like it was R&B sang to God.
Yeah.
For me,
love
personally.
Songs. Yeah.
You know, it was love songs to God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
More so than it was, I guess, worship.
Mm-hmm.
It was more like if you close your eyes, in my opinion, they felt like R&B records to God.
Yeah.
Okay. For me. Just me personally. So I think it was an easy transition for me to just go from, you know, the R&B music that I was listening to listening to Commission as well, especially with the harmonies.
Right.
And by this point, Jodeci was already going.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, oh, this That's is where it comes
yeah,
from.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't grow up in the gospel per se. You know, my father, he introduced me to Nat King Cole. And through the late 60s, there was a contest who can sound like Nat King Cole. And they paid $500. And my father won that. He introduced me to Nat King Cole. And Nat King Cole is the kind of guy that very technical, smooth. You know, you learn how to, when to use vibrato, when not to use vibrato.
Mm-hmm.
Very melodic, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
just phenomenal singer. So that's where it started for me. Then my brother, who used to sing with Dramatics, he introduced me to Stevie Wonder, Donny Hathaway, Michael Jackson, and C-Dub. You know who C-Dub is? C-Dub. Y'all don't know C-Dub?
No.
Come on, man. You know who C-Dub is?
I don't know C-Dub.
Charlie Wilson.
Oh, we got, come on now. Come on now. You can't do that. Don't do that to me.
I had to do that. I had C-Dub.
So, you're throwing the C-Dub out there, like, you know, that's just really,
yeah,
that's
really wild that you up, did you know. That. Like,
he did it.
And
on
that's
purpose.
You know, that's a guy. I just did a show with Charlie. So we locked in. Yeah. He called me into the office.
You know,
And y'all sang gospel.
And we sang. We sang gospel on stage together and thank God together.
Yeah.
With the crowd. Crowd was going crazy. Really dope. I think there was such a, like, as he spoke on, and I know, and normally we like to go all the way back, like, to the beginning, like, origin, and then you went there, you started going to Nat King Cole and all of that. And then you got the Smooth Criminal sitting next to you, Carl Reed, who just, he's a smooth criminal.
Silky. Smooth.
Silky and smooth. Don't miss. Like, just right in here. You see me, baby. Right in here.
With the high tone.
And it was such an amazing balance because everything was placement. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Like you guys were in the right places doing the right things on every song.
Yeah.
That's hard.
We tried. We all of the musical backgrounds from all the guys, Fred, Michael Brooks, Mitchell, myself, Keith, singing in choirs, singing in chorals and gospel choirs in high school, Mumford High School. We all went there and we had some amazing teachers. And our background in Detroit, man, I mean, I live like maybe 7 blocks away from Stevie Wonder in Detroit. And that was one of my first concerts. He came to Bagley like in 69. He's like, it's going to be Stevie Wonder. I said, man, y'all crazy. Stevie Wonder ain't going to come to no Bagley Elementary. And the curtain opened, and he's sitting there with the Whirlister, and he's singing. You're like, it is Stevie.
At your elementary school?
At elementary school.
That's crazy.
And how old is he at this point, though?
Man, Stevie probably was around 20, mm-hmm. 22, somewhere right in there. Mm-hmm. I'm like, Stevie came to high school? Well, he was right up the street on Roseline. So, because he's originally from Saginaw, but he came to the school. And you're like, everything went through your mind about singing that was perfect because mm-hmm. it was Stevie and then who was it? At Motown. And, you know, Motown is in the same town we're in. So we just, you know, grew up listening to mm-hmm. all the Motown sound. Mm-hmm. I mean, listening to all of the gospel sounds. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, we had a radio station called WGPR, DRQ, that played a collage of music that was from soft rock to hard, to regular gospel, to whatever it was. And we learned and gleaned from people because everybody mm-hmm. learns from everybody. Mm-hmm. Nobody just shows up and says, this is who I am. It doesn't happen that way. You listen to somebody. And I think we have a collection of stuff. Mm-hmm. Fred's background, Mitchell's.
Yep.
Hearing and learning and listening and being in groups. And I started singing when I was in elementary school. Mm-hmm. You know, Hollywood Swingers was one of my first tunes. Wow. And they wasn't singing it right, and I got mad. I said, man, y'all ain't singing this right. Got to get this right. And so from that point to middle school, joining the Glee Club, and then on into high school, and then singing in the choir, doing solos and stuff like that, playing drums. And the music stuff started coming out of you, man. So I think our experience brought us to where we are now. Mm-hmm. And then all that stuff we learned. Because when you hear stuff, it's inside you. It's mm-hmm. getting in there. And you take it and you use yourself to interpret what you're hearing.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It helps mold you and shape you. So that's what we came. That's why we came to what we're doing.
So how does it get from, you know, the beginnings of, you know, Nat King Cole and Hollywood Swingers and all of this to commissioned? How does that even
does it start in high school since y'all all went to school together?
Yeah, we went on to high school. You tell them.
I'll tell what my little part. You can tell your
part. Can I tell my part?
You got the biggest part.
Okay.
Fred and I was in high school together, so I remember meeting him. He came to my church one day, and he was playing the bass. And I didn't talk to him at that time, but I saw him in school again. I said, man, you play the bass for Greater Grace? He said, yeah. So, you know, he said, you go to that church? I said, yeah, I go to Apostolic Church of God in Christ. And so one day, a friend of mine named Tony Claxton said, "Have you heard Fred sing?" I said, "Mm." He said, come here. Fred, come here." So when Fred sang, I said, "Wow, man, you play the bass and you sing?" I said, "Man, you should be singing, man." Mm-hmm. He said, "Fred don't sing much," but because he was playing the bass a lot. I said, "You should be singing." And so he said, Fred, "You need to listen to Mitchell." So I sang something. He sang, I think, one of Donnie's songs. I sang one of Donnie's songs. And I said, "Wow." I said, "Man, we need to do something." So we sang in the talent show. Mm-hmm. And it went pretty good.
Did y'all sing a gospel record in the talent show?
Everything Must Change.
Okay. Okay.
And it went well. So we said, "Man, we got to do something." So from that point, I knew Fred and I was going to be together, you know, no matter what. Mm-hmm. And I just feel like at that time, we were probably answering the call, but didn't know it yet.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Of course.
And so later on, we had another group called Apostles. Me, Tony Horn, Tony Claxton, and Fred. And we didn't sing much around the city, but we sang in church, in our church. Mm-hmm. Then we started singing in a group called Saved. Mm. And that we did our first 45.
Okay.
And that was a phenomenal experience to hear yourself. You know, when you sing and you get a chance to see what it sounds like on tape.
Studio.
Hear yourself studio. Yeah. And that was a phenomenal experience. And we was excited about that 45 we did. But then that group broke up. So Fred started playing with the Whiners.
No, oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. He started playing bass with the Whiners. And he was singing with them a little bit, too.
Right.
And so he said, "Hey, man, listen, just hold up, man. You know we're gonna do something." So Keith and Carl were singing in the group. And they did something in high school as well. I'm going to let them tell that. But I started singing with them.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I said, when I started singing with them guys, I was like, we started singing around the city. It was like, "Oh, man, they're going to be like the new Whiners. Or they're going to be like the Whiners." I said, "Man, I can't wait to Fred get in this."
Yeah.
And they was like, "Who is Fred?" I said, "You know, Fred, you know, we should sing with me and Save." And he said, and I knew it. I didn't even ask him, could he be in it? Because I knew, you know what I'm saying? Because I knew me and Fred was going to be together regardless, we was going to be together. So when I said, "You know, man, I can't wait till Fred get in this," they said, "Oh, yeah." So when Fred came and he heard the band wasn't real good. It was okay. But Fred had a group called The Unit. Michael Brooks, Michael Williams.
Wow.
Yeah. Mike Wright and Fred. And they used to play around the city, you know, weddings and things like that. So Fred kind of connected the band together. And I remember the first time we sang, Michael Brooks came and played the song called "The City," and we learned it. Uh-huh. Man, when we sang "It's a City in the Distance," we couldn't even finish, man. We ran out of there like, "Oh, my God. What in the world? So we knew it was something that God put together. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We all, that's why I said in the beginning, I'm glad everybody answered the call, because if everybody didn't answer the call, wouldn't be no commission. So even in the word commission, I remember Fred, we was talking one day and he said, "Man, we got to think of a name." He said, "You know, we're commission officers," you know, because we went to the service together. He said, "You like commission officers." I said, "That sounds like a good name right there." And in the name, it says right there, God chosen us. And he sent us. He's the one put it together. Mm-hmm. And man, we just went around the city, went around the world, and just began to share the love of God, man. It's been a blessing ever since. I'm going to let Carl finish that.
Yeah.
I don't know what else I can do. my experience was the same church, singing in church. Keith and I went to the same church. I mean, we were friends as almost like toddlers at Bethlehem Temple. Mm-hmm. And so when his dad started the church, my family used to help start the church with him. But in high school, you know, I was in the glee club singing and stuff, and then we would sing at church. So one day after service, we stood around the piano and started singing. And I'm like, "Keith, man, we should start a group, you know, let's do that." Because my cousin played like classic piano, so he was playing. And so we started singing songs. So we would sing Andrew Crouch songs, stuff like that. And the next thing you know, we started a group, Sounds of Joy. Mm. And we were trying to get his brother to join, but his brother wanted to do preaching. So he didn't, you know, preachers either got to sing or either got to preach. And so he preached.
Oh, you can't do both?
You can do both, but it's not going to work for you. Yeah. Okay. You got to go whole hog one way or another. Yeah. And so he went preaching. So Keith was auditioning for a group called Blessed. And Mitchell went to the rehearsal. And when he went to the rehearsal, he was hearing Keith sing. And he's like, "Man, you can really sing." And Keith's like, "Man, we got a group called Sounds of Joy. You should come check us out." And so Mitchell came over. Now, mind you, I knew Mitchell from high school and seen him at church. So it was high school in church for us, Fred, Michael Williams, all those guys. And so he invited him to one of our rehearsals. So Mitchell came in, he listened to us. And then everybody doesn't know, but Mitchell plays and writes songs. So he sat on the piano and said, sing this. So he started playing. And me and Keith started singing the parts he gave us. And we was like, oh my God. Mitchell, do you want to be with us? And he's like, oh, yeah. And absolutely. He kept on playing. And then he said, man, I can't wait till Fred get in here. We're like, Fred? Yeah, that'll be the fourth guy. Cool, cool. So from that point, Mitchell was a liaison to get us connected with Fred. Fred hooked us up with the unit, and that's what Commission was. Those seven guys started the group Commission back in 1982.
82.
Wow. Now, I know some of y'all probably weren't born then, but that's how long ago it was. We started doing what we were doing.
Well, 5 years old.
Five. Yeah, I was six.
Wow. No.
But that's how long ago it was. And so we started pursuing to get a manager, right? And we had some crazy experiences getting the managers and working, doing gigs, putting money together, and get in the studio. Because that was the goal. We got to get in the studio and do a record. But we got to get a manager. And so... Fred knew the Winers manager, Derek Dirksen. And so he went to him and said, hey, man, would you like to manage us? He's like, I'm managing the Winers. Why would I manage y'all? So he gave him a no. But we kept going. We met some other managers. Didn't turn out to be that. It was probably maybe 2 months later, he was dismissed from the Winers. And he put that phone call in and said, hey, listen, you guys still available? He's like, yeah. I guarantee you I'll get you a record deal. Mm-hmm. Just give me 2 weeks. Sure enough, 2 weeks later, he had a record deal with Light Records through Larry Strauss, and they gave us a lease agreement, right? Which ain't a record deal. It's just, if this one works, y'all get some more.
Then we on, right. Okay.
So we put that one out. I'm Going On came out July 13th, 1985. Yeah, yeah. Hit on the radio like, we on the radio. We on the radio. Playing I'm Going On. Next thing you know.
But that's 3 years.
That's 3 years. It took us 3 years to get from meeting, rehearsing together, mm-hmm. getting to know everybody, meeting the manager, and getting a record deal. That was 3 years. July 13th, you know, you don't forget those dates. And then the rest is history, man, song after song. So they came back maybe 6 months later and said, listen, we want to sign y'all to a real contract. Can we get 4 more options? And we was like, 4 more? Oh, yeah. So we signed for 4 more with Light Records. So we did, actually we did 6 with Light Records.
Yeah, they gave 6 options.
They gave us, we did the one and they gave us 5 more.
Yeah, I know them, so, I know them contracts.
So in the gospel world.
Yes.
The business side of it. How different is it from the R&B side? I mean, obviously you guys have always done gospel, but I'm saying as far as just, the point structure, the money structures, like, is it better? Is it worse? Is it like, did y'all make some real money off of, you know, these first deals, or how does that go?
Absolutely no.
All right. Okay. Okay. So y'all was doing it. Y'all was doing it for the Lord. Y'all was doing it for the Lord.
Huh? Absolutely not. No.
It's a world of difference in the gospel than it is. The budgets are a lot bigger. Even how they do radio, everything is different in gospel than what they do it in secular radio as far as...
So it's bigger promotion. In gospel? No, you said it's bigger in R&B? Or in
secular it's
music.
Way bigger in R&B. Okay. You know, everybody's... Once we got going, we really want to get a secular deal because they got the budgets, they got the marketing.
Yeah.
Oh, man, it's a different world.
So if you remember, do you remember what y'all signed for? I would love
to
know.
What we signed for?
Yeah.
We didn't get nothing. We just signed.
Huh?
We got nothing. We just signed for them more options. Period. I think our first
But not more money.
No. Probably our first budget may have been like $25,000 maybe.
To make the record, to finish for y'all to eat for everything.
Yeah. Yeah. Because in gospel, you only make your money if you travel.
Okay.
On the road.
Or just road money.
On the road money. You know, the budgets for marketing and all that stuff for radio and everything. It's nowhere near secular.
No.
Right. So we just had to go with the flow. And, to answer your question, my friend, absolutely not. You had to keep your day job to sing gospel.
And that's the part.
So it's like the old NBA days. when they score 40 and still have to go be a fireman.
That's the part that bothered me, you know, so much when I was in gospel about the industry. Is because, you know, I was kind of dabbling in R&B as a writer and a producer.
Okay.
But, you know, we had our group called Psalms.
Yeah.
It was my church name. The last group I was in.
Yeah, church right? name.
So we, but everything y'all been saying is all things I've seen in the Bible. Blessed, save, Psalms.
Listen, it's all, it's all in some way, shape, or form. It's got some Bible related to it.
Give me some church offering real quick. Give me a cracker.
So,
Rumi, you got wine?
I went into this space where, like, and I told this story before, where I went and saw Immature perform when I was writing and producing for this girls group. And at that time, we had the hottest group in the city. Like, mm-hmm. D.C., Maryland, Virginia. Like, we were the guys, right? Mm-hmm. And, you know, I thought we were doing something as we would, you know, kind of set up our mics and sing our songs and have our band playing. I thought we were doing something. I thought we were. And I watched Immature, three little kids, put on a show in an arena. I watched them go crazy. I'm watching the musicians. I'm like, those are church guys. I'm listening to the tracks play. I'm hearing the effects, the back. I'm like, what is that? He's playing the MPC with you. You guys were the first guys I saw do that, though.
MPC?
But yeah. I'm watching. I'm like, and I thought to myself, I was like, with this amazing message that we have, right? And we're such great singers.
Yeah.
We wouldn't be able to follow these three little kids because we're missing something. Why can't we have as much show for God as they have for whoever they have it for?
If you're looking for the most epic place on earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
How do we level the playing field for all entrepreneurs? 55% of white businesses survive the startup phase, while only 4% of black businesses do the same. So I want every black entrepreneur to know about the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative. The 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative is an award-winning program created by Shopify and Operation Hope. They're on a mission to start, grow, and scale 1 million black businesses by 2030, driving wealth creation for the black community. Out of 6 million employer-owned businesses in the U.S., only 2.3% have black ownership. This program gives black entrepreneurs tools and resources to level the playing field, from free business coaching to tailored training and extended free Shopify trial. Shopify's made a 10-year, multi-million dollar commitment to the program, and it's working. The initiative already started, supported, and engaged with over 334,000 black businesses, helping them operate businesses that sell anything from skateboards to coffee beans to apparel. Business owners love this program. Simone Harvin, founder of SC Creative Group, says, "The 1 million black businesses experience for me was unlike any other program I've been a part of, primarily because it was for us and it was by us. Here at Drink Champs, we are always interacting with our listeners, many being black entrepreneurs. Shopify is one of those platforms that empowers and emboldens entrepreneurship. So chart your own path for business success with the 1 million black businesses initiative and Shopify. Bring your business to Shopify with an exclusive offer at shopify.com/BEN, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/BEN.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. visit RiteRug.com. That's RiteRug.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at PurdueGlobal.edu.
Why can't we? And I was on a mission. I had dancers. I had lights. Uh-huh. I had the tracks. I had everything. Uh-huh. And the church couldn't handle the power. And the power went out.
So your show was horrible.
It was like we was coming out and everybody was like, everybody couldn't believe what was happening.
I'm almost like you smell something bad.
It was bad. And so we, you know, I gotta get on the piano. We gotta just finish it out. Yeah. And just with, you know. And in my mind, I'm like, okay, that just means we have work to do. But in everybody else's mind, it was, no, that's not of God. And I'm like, how does something being difficult become not of God? Like, how does that work? Like, this is our first time doing this. And this is, you know, all that dancing and all that outfitting and showboating. I said, it's not showboating. These are the gifts he gave us. I'm trying to use my gifts to the max for him. What is wrong with that? Uh-huh. And I got kicked out of that group. Not kicked. Maybe they left me in the group. And I was in the group by myself at that, you know.
It wasn't enough budget.
I had a desire to do something big for God. Uh-huh. And everywhere I went, nobody wanted to do that. So I started dabbling in R&B where I knew they wanted to do big things. And out comes Kirk Franklin with Stomp, and I'm pissed. Mm-hmm. 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 I'm up in arms. Mm-hmm. I told you. That we can celebrate God as big as we want.
That's right. Right.
But it comes down to the money.
Ultimately. But what I'm saying is that, and it all comes down to consumer, right? Consumption, right? And how many who's consuming the product and how many people are consuming. And that kind of dictates the market, right? But I just felt like, I'm just giving you my path. I just felt like with such a powerful message, there should be millions for marketing. There should be hundreds of thousands for budget. You know what I'm saying? It's just my thinking because of what we're representing. Mm-hmm. And it just wasn't the case. Mm-hmm. Even now.
Right.
Now that they've seen where breakout artists like a Mary Mary, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Ty Tribbett, all these will have breakout moments. You see that it's possible. You see it. They're doing arenas. They're doing... Mm-hmm. I don't know. I get passionate.
You're passionate about
because I just, you know, I don't know, but those budgets are so different, and I just don't I don't think that it's fair.
No, I don't think you should give up though. You know, for people that's coming up in the music, when they have a dream, you know, a vision of what they feel God want them to do, don't stop. You know what I'm saying? Just because you've been discouraged, you might be discouraged by the people that don't accept it. You got to keep on pushing it. You know, that's why Kirk Franklin come out. I'm pretty sure he got ridiculed for some things he did. Commission. When we first started, they was talking about, that ain't going to work. But we kept going. We didn't stop. And I think for anybody that's coming into the gospel, don't stop. You know, keep going. You know, find some support. Find somebody to support you.
I think that's more of a testament of you guys being able to break through without having the same resources needed to do such a thing. Like y'all were really in the streets with this music, like church to church, door to door. Like I saw you guys at Evangel Church, on Central Avenue.
Okay.
Kid, and I'm just like, I'm trying to worship God, and not worship you guys, but I'm like, they look like this is like before Jesus. They're all Jesus.
but see, what you probably recognize was, is that you were the person that we were doing that for, because we didn't get the support like the quartet or the choir, the stuff like that. We had it purposed in our hearts that we were going to do it because we didn't have to just do quartet. We could give music to where if a person just came out of the street and wanted to come to church, they could hear our music and say, wait a minute, that's gospel.
Yep.
Man, that relates to me. Yeah. You know, I can feel that. That relates to me. And so what we did was, if they were playing the Prophet on stage, we wanted the Prophet on stage. If they had the DX7, we want, you know, DX7 back in the day.
Come on now.
We want DX7.
I know.
If they had lights, we got lights.
Fog.
If they had smoke, we're going to do smoke. Oh, yeah. And we did our first concert, and we had smoke, lights, glitter. You name it, we had it because we felt like we had to be excellent for God.
The power didn't go out on y'all, though.
The power didn't go out because we were
an older church. It was an older.
This is why they're commissioning. Why are you doing R&B now?
Well, we didn't do that at churches. See, what we did,
so bad.
we had to go to the venues that had the power for us, and you sell tickets. And sometimes we did venues, and they were selling alcohol in the out in the vestibule, whatever, like Fox Theater, a place like that, State Theater. We wanted to be there because we thought that gospel people deserve to have the best. And so we.
So y'all took it outside of the church.
We took it outside the church. Wherever they have in concerts, that's where we want to have a concert.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
And so it took a while for it to catch on, right? You know, when you're a trailblazer, and I think we trailblazers in
100%,
some ways.
100%.
You know, first people that went out west didn't get to live in all the good stuff. They had to trailblaze. A lot of stuff that they're doing now, riding on tour buses, flying places. Man, we were on vans with smoke coming through the bottom, going to do gigs because we knew we had a purpose. We were going to break this ceiling. We're gonna take this professional stuff to where it needs to go and raise the awareness of the people. Y'all, we deserve more than just have a church that's an organ, the keyboard won't play, the lights go out.
Yeah.
We felt like, man, we want a show. How much does it cost to bring the trust in for the lights? Oh, that's gonna be, bring it in, give them $2,000, bring them in. And that's what we aspired to. And it took us a while to get it going, but after a while, it started catching on, not just for us, but it started catching on for other people. And they started wanting the same thing because they saw us do it. We probably didn't get paid that night, right? But they saw a show.
Yeah, they went
home and said, man, I'm going to the next one. So we were building something. And it takes a while to build something. And that's what we did. We took our time building something.
Yeah.
And it's where if you see people doing stuff now, we were the first ones that did that
back
in the 80s. And I mean, we're not sorry that we had to suffer, but somebody got to suffer.
Somebody has
to. Yeah.
Somebody got to suffer.
Yeah.
And R&B is the same way. Somebody had to suffer.
Absolutely.
Oh, we know.
Get there.
Oh, we know.
We know.
Yeah.
You answered my next question because I was getting ready to go to the place where what was behind the design of orchestrating the music in such a way. Because, like, for me, it was the first time I had heard a first person point of view, like you were singing from God's point of view, like I am here, you know what I'm saying? Or, you know, in the reverse, hold me, like you're singing to God, but I definitely thought
I Am Here was an R&B jam.
Yeah. It's like, these are songs. These are like, let's say you're in a marriage or something.
Yeah.
You sing these to your wife, or, you know, like what made you do that?
Well, Mitchell is secular, really.
No.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. My partner, my writer, writing partner, Park Stewart, such a phenomenal. To me, he's one of my top 10 writers.
Yeah.
Phenomenal lyricist. I mean, number one. He's my number one guy, you know, so.
You hear that?
Yeah,
he's number phenomenal. One guy.
Oh, yeah. Phenomenal lyricist, man, and and singer, too. You know, very melodic, you know. Sam Cooke was his guy, you know. Phenomenal. Mm. And we got together, man. I remember somebody was telling me, man, you got to meet Parks. You got to meet Parks, man. Y'all so much alike. And somebody was telling him, you got to meet Mitch. You got to meet Mitch. So we met. And, man, when we met, we hit it off so well, man. I found out that he hooped. And I hoop, so we did a lot of things, a lot of things in common.
Oh, here we go. You know, here we go.
You know, now we got the gospel hoop.
Here we go.
John and them used to hoop. They used to have a hoop after the concert. Everybody say they hoop.
Hey, listen, just, we all from the same places.
You know, ask John and a couple of guys.
I'm going to ask John. I'm sure I'm going to ask him.
You know, ask Isaac. Ask Isaac.
I'm going to ask Isaac. Isaac can't hoop to save his life.
You might not want to ask him then.
And that's take six.
Okay.
And the Brian McKnight asked those guys.
Oh, yeah, y'all. He running it off.
He running it off.
What he's saying is, ask about me.
Ask about me. Yeah.
You got your translation. You fucked it.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we hit it off, man, and a lot of things we had in common. And so Parks brought I Am Here to me, and, you know, it comes out of our experience with God, you know, our relationship with God. And it was more than relationship. It was fellowship. You think about relationship, a marriage without love, it's no marriage. You know what I'm saying? So you got to have this relationship. It's a love relationship with God. And God wants to share his love with us. He wants us to know that he loves us. And he want to love us on a personal level. So when we see that kind of love coming to us, we say, man, God want to share this love with everybody. Mm-hmm. What kind of love is it? It's a perfect God loving imperfect people perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what commission is all about. We want to let everybody know we all none of us are perfect.
Absolutely.
But this perfect God loves these imperfect people perfectly. Mm-hmm. We want to share that same love. And God has, he is love. So therefore, he's expressing himself through us. When we give ourselves to him fully, then he has full possession of us. He can have full expression through us.
Mm-hmm.
And God want to tell you how much he loves you. So he want to tell us all. He want to show us all. So we got together and wrote them songs, man, like I Am Here, Hold Me, you know, Cry On.
Let's dive. Let's dive.
I'm going too fast.
Let's dive.
He ran off the hits,
let's
man.
Let's dive.
Yeah.
I Am Here. Let's start there.
Okay.
We'll start dissecting some things. This is you? You did this?
Yes, sir.
So we had a mic.
I love that song.
What was going into the melody, right? Was it just because of the dynamics in your voice that those things came out? Or was that the melody? That was the melody? That them in there.
Yeah.
That's the melody.
Oh, yeah. What's important is interpretation.
Of course.
We have to write songs where the melody matches the lyrics. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
If we have dark chords, then we might want to talk about, you know, situation, trouble, different situations like that. If it's bright, we want to talk about joyful situations.
Mm-hmm.
So interpretation, everything. I'll give you an example. And I don't want to swell nobody, but it's a song called, I don't want to say that. If I'm saying I want to fly away,
mm-hmm.
why would I sing a melody like, I want to fly away? No, I would say, I want to fly away. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because I'm taking off.
Yeah.
So interpretation is everything. So when we're writing a song, we want to make sure not that you hear me, but that you hear what I'm saying, because the message is more important than me.
Of course.
You see what I'm saying? Sometimes we, as singers, we get in the way. We do too many things. We get distracted by trying to get me over rather than the message over.
And the message.
And so Parks and I, that's the way we do it. When we're writing, mm-hmm. we're trying to find the right melody to go with this song. We're trying to make sure that the melody is matching the words.
Right. And I feel you. But there was subtle difficulties within those melodies.
Mm-hmm. When you say difficulties, what you mean?
Just little clicks, right? Just that fast. That were those, just like those tasty little morsels.
Well, my brother told me, he said, when he introduced me to Stevie, Donnie, Michael Jackson, and Charlie. He said, listen, what you want to do is you want to imitate them. First thing is imitate.
Mm-hmm.
The second thing is assimilate. The third thing is master. The third thing is imitation, assimilation, master, and innovator. So when you...
Come on, talk about it.
Well, when you learn those, you first get it and you try to, you know, you're imitating, you're taking it in. Those Michael Jackson, Stevie Wonder, Donnie Hathaway, learning those little things, then you assimilate it, you kind of perfect it a little bit. Then you make it your own, you master it.
Mm-hmm.
Then you become an innovator. Not everybody becomes an innovator.
No, they don't.
Some Mitchell people Jones. Stand
yeah.
imitating.
Mm-hmm.
They may imitate the next person, yeah. the next person, next, and they never mm-hmm. find their style.
Okay, so let's break it down. The crack.
Yeah, the sky.
That's Michael. Is the crack Michael?
Well, yeah.
Stevie do the crack too?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. 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 Stevie there too.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I don't like your attitude.
Absolutely. Okay. And then I know the fast switches in the middle are Stevie and Charlie.
Donnie. And Donnie too.
And Donnie too. Donnie, but the vibrato is like a mix of Donnie, I think, and Charlie.
Okay.
That's what I think.
Don't leave Nat King Cole out of there now. With the vibrato.
I don't hear a lot of Nat.
Well, Nat teaches you is the importance of melody and tone. And articulation. He had phenomenal tone
mm-hmm.
and melody.
Mm-hmm.
And he would interpret the song right. He wouldn't get in the way. So that the message, when the message get over, we all get over. But when I get over, the message get lost.
Right.
Right. Yeah.
Right. So important thing is, and see, you get musicians do the same thing.
Yes.
They may overplay and play before you know it, it's crowded. Keyboards gonna have a spot. The bass gonna have a spot.
Yeah.
A guitar gonna have a spot. But when they all just doing stuff, it's all in the way. The message is no longer clear.
Yeah.
The message gotta be clear and understood. Melody is so important.
We never lost the message in even through like what I would dare to say the innovative melodic choices that you guys made. We never lost them. It made the message that much more powerful.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was like we were receiving the message in a way we hadn't heard it before.
Yeah.
Which just blew our minds completely.
Yeah.
And from a perspective we hadn't heard it from before.
Did you guys have to fight for that? As far as...
Creative.
Yeah. From a creative standpoint, either with the label or even just within the church?
I don't know so much about it. The label didn't really fight us. Unless they didn't like, you have the session, you sit down, we're pitching songs.
Okay.
If they didn't like a song, it wasn't that they didn't, don't do it. Don't do the song. It maybe go back to the table and do something else.
Mm-hmm.
And so they left the creative stuff to the producers.
Okay.
And they left the interpretation up to the singers of what we did. Because it kind of like looked like we knew what we was doing when we did what we did. Because when we brought something to you, it was that. But we just didn't stay there. We evolved to more and more stuff, you know? So, but it was like I said, it's a collage of all the stuff we heard.
Mm-hmm.
And then making sure you stick stuff. See, disciplined singing is hard to do if you don't have nobody around you that makes you be disciplined.
Mm-hmm.
Mitchell Jones is like, do this. No, don't do that. Do this. Fred, don't do this. Do that. And so you have to have people to challenge you.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
Because if you hang around with mediocre people, you're going to be
100%.
Mediocre.
100%.
So you got to have somebody that's going to challenge you and pick stuff out. Like, I didn't really sing false when I was in the first group.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't start singing false until we started a commission. Now that's all I do is sing false. I know I'm singing false. What's the name of the song? Okay, okay, I'm doing false.
Cruising, chilling.
So it's people have the ability, talented people have the ability to pull stuff out of you.
Mm-hmm.
A great producer, Mitchell, great producer. Pull stuff out of you didn't think you had.
Right.
Right. So a producer makes a real big difference. Where you going, how you sound, how you evolve into a singer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you got to surround yourself with people that challenge you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
One of the things we, Parks and I would do would be like if we sing a verse here, we make sure that the next line would complement the last line.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And then the next line would set up the next line.
Yeah.
So that it's going somewhere. Mm-hmm. It's making right. you
mm-hmm. great storytelling.
Feel it. Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. So it's important that each line complements the next line.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't sing anything. You know what I'm saying? But make sure the melody is right. Make sure the message is clear. We listen back and say, is that clear enough? Is it a better melody? Because when you play a chord, there's certain notes in that chord that I can sing. It's one melody in there that'll make the chord set out.
Yeah, of course.
And there's some yeah. notes I can sing that don't make that melody cool. So yeah, we want to make sure that the chords, the melody, all that fits so that the message become more clear.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of like invites you more into it.
Yeah. And I think there's a thing that you know, you said earlier about presence mm-hmm. in a vocal. Yeah. And not having to do a lot if you truly have presence
yeah.
within your vocal. Let's get to you, Carl. Secret Place, is that what we're doing? Can we go there?
Can you go there?
We talk about that?
Let's talk about it.
Play a little bit for him, just place. So he can get ready for it. Just a little bit of Secret Place.
Yeah. Yeah.
He crazy.
Please, I wanna go.
From the pen of some very good writers. I grew up listening to a lot of different people. One of my favorite singers was Bobby Caldwell.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes. You can hear it.
God rest his soul. He just passed away. Mm. Great singer, interpreting songs and stuff. And I used to always, we did a lot of van rides and stuff. Everybody brought their own music. I brought my music. I brought Chicago. Mm-hmm. I brought Bobby Caldwell. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you reach back and get a little Toto. Mm. You know? Mm-hmm. I used to listen. I like Phil Perry.
Yeah.
I like God. They didn't do a whole bunch of running, but you felt
yeah, absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
You felt them when they did it yeah. and they interpreted the song. So, you know, I tried to pride myself on singing, you know, songs like that. My brothers was in a rock band, if you can believe it. And doing rock. I know y'all probably never heard of Acre Winner, Johnny Winner. Old rock and rollers. And you know, you hear them, you downstairs listening to under the door, and they listening to that music because you're too little, you ain't supposed to be down there no way. But you're hearing those things. So what you're hearing will have an influence on you, help you develop your style and all that stuff. So I listened to all that kind of stuff. And so Secret Place was birthed out of us listening to some styles. And when they heard that, they wrote that song, Secret Place. Mm-hmm. Kind of sounds like Heart of Mine. The style was more of a adult contemporary.
Yes, it
style
was. Yeah, yeah.
You
yeah,
sang
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
And so that's where I was the adult contemporary guy. Fred wrote songs like that. Mitchell would put me on. I thank Mitchell, man, because he let me sing some of those R&B songs. Like I Am Here, he let me sing a verse on that. I appreciate him putting me in the R&B vein. So
clean.
But
he had it in him.
Yeah. So you take somebody to pull stuff out of you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Take a coach. And so Secret Place is one of the signature songs that we did. And but it was the thing about that one is it's melodic.
You were floating.
It's just, yeah. And you got to flow with the melodic.
You was floating right. on yes, Secret sir. Place.
Yeah. And just, you know, Mitchell, I'm talking about, man, I ain't never heard no heavy Foss like yours. I'm like, I'm just singing, man. What are you talking about?
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, when you're singing Foss, there's always a break line between natural.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then what's called?
Yeah.
And so a lot of stuff, I had to sing it hard to do Foss.
Mm-hmm.
Mitchell, man, he got that head Foss. He can sing in his head that Foss and make them notes. But it was a interpretation song for me doing mm-hmm. Secret Place.
So we're the Foss guys. I sang Foss in my group.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because when you get older, that's all you can do is
yeah,
Foss.
Yeah, my Foss is the last man standing. listen, my chest voice is giving me issues, yes. right? But my Foss, yeah, you don't want this work.
Right.
Foss nasty.
And the people feel it.
Mm-hmm.
The people
mm-hmm.
can really feel the Foss when you do the Foss.
When you do it right.
Because it pulls on a certain heartstring when you do it.
That's true.
That's true.
It's almost like crying almost.
Yeah.
When you do the Foss. So yeah. That's what commission, being in the commission, pulled out those talents and pulled out those gifts that you didn't know you had.
Yeah. That's crazy. And I was singing Foss the whole time in my group, and a guy in my group could actually sing first soprano in his natural.
Wow.
And I looked at him like,
that's crazy.
And we didn't know for years.
Mm-hmm. Or you didn't even know it.
We didn't even know it. One day we just test in range and he starts doing it. I'm looking at him like this.
I'm not going there.
So you got me getting lightheaded. All concert. You can do this in your chest.
Right. Right.
So we broke up.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals. Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
We had a lot to contend with, but we knew we were supposed to be here.
Yeah.
And do what we did. We did it for... God wanted us to do it, and we knew we would hopefully would influence people to do what they were supposed to do, to be called to do.
Yeah.
And I think we inspired a few people.
Boyz II Men, Jodeci, Jagged Edge, Tank.
Drew Hill.
Like, you can just go down the list of everything that came after y'all in R&B music was attached some way.
Yeah.
Some way.
Wow.
Some way. Melodically. One way or another. I mean, wow. It's a couple artists that probably stole some melodies and lyrics.
Still.
But, you know.
Still.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I'm shook.
What you got over there?
I know y'all listen to R&B music sometimes. As you alluded to some of your influences from back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
We would like to know your top five. Your top five. Top five. Your top five.
Oh,
R&B singers.
Yeah, we want to know it.
R&B songs. We want to know. It's not just church. Sometimes it's the world. And we want to know.
Yes! Rawr!
Yeah!
Yeah!
Your time
would be crazy, man.
Fine.
Oh, good night. Good night. He's a magician.
You gonna sing them wild notes in front of commission, man?
Yes, absolutely.
He hit every nasty note, too.
Absolutely.
He hit it right.
Let's start with you, Mitchell Jones. Your top five R&B singers.
Donny Hathaway. Stevie Wonder.
C-Dub.
You're not going to get that off again. I know who that is.
Charlie Wilson, if y'all starting late. C-Dub is Charlie Wilson.
Aretha. Michael.
Yeah.
Michael Jackson.
Yeah. Okay. Michael had grown men trying to sing like him at nine.
Yeah.
That's different.
Yeah.
You want some of this, Carl?
I want to take some of it. Mine might be, I'm going to have to take some of Mitchell's too.
Okay.
Just a little bit.
I'm going to have to say Stevie Wonder. Because he's the first secular artist I ever saw sing live when I was about 11.
And he from your neighborhood.
And he from the hood. From the hood. This is probably going to catch you off by surprise. Peebo Bryson.
What do you mean?
Peebo is cold.
Peebo.
Peebo is cold. I used to listen to
Peebo. He really is.
I was studying, sitting and listening. I'm like, Peebo got a twin. Because he doubled in his vocal.
Peebo sold that though. Any of them.
Yeah. Peebo Bryson.
Love that.
I gotta say Charlie Wilson. Man, I loved Whitney Houston.
Oh yeah,
the voice.
Whitney Houston was like, it was amazing. I loved her. And if I have to say old school, I really did like Marvin Gaye.
Yeah.
Because he was a crooner, soulful crooner.
Yes.
He was very passionate when you hear him singing. And he lived in the hood, same neighborhood. He lived on Outer Drive. He actually recorded Let's Make Love Tonight in his living room on Outer Drive. Marvin Gaye. He's right in the hood. So those are my top five.
Do you feel all right?
Yeah, right there.
Okay.
And got to get it up. Keep on dancing. Backyard party.
Yeah.
Wasn't supposed to be there because I'm a church boy. But I'll go over there.
Sneaking there. What y'all doing? What
y'all doing over there? Looking through the
fence. You don't see me.
Get out of here, boy.
You see the Lord, you tell him I'm not here. All right, top five R&B songs, Mr. Jones.
Ribbon in the Sky, Stevie Wonder. Donny Hathaway, a song for you. Charlie Wilson, Keep Running. Luther, House Is Not On. And so I know that Earth, Wind & Fire is not a solo, but
no, it don't have to be solo.
After the love's gone. That's my five.
That's musicianship at its finest. Earth, Wind & Fire. Its finest. What you got, Carl? What you got?
What you won't do. Do for love. Bobby Caldwell.
Some thought of a bridle right there on the I know what he's doing.
I liked Stevie. I liked Peter Cetera.
I mean, you got to sing the song. The song is Stevie's song. What song did Stevie did? That you said?
The songs.
The
songs. Songs.
Overjoyed.
Oh my goodness.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
Stevie.
Yeah.
Anything he did. I mean, I just called to say I love you. I sang that to a girl one time.
That could have been a commission song.
Starting to come out. Sure could. Starting to come out. He said, no, that wasn't a panties. No.
Come to find out.
Go, John.
And I will always love you.
Whitney Houston. Yeah.
That's like one of the all times because you killed me. I got one more. And I love this song as a little boy. I'm gonna knock on your door, knock on your window pane. Aretha.
Oh yeah.
Can't go wrong with Aretha. Man.
Yes, at all.
Y'all are naming all historical facts at a high level. Let's do a Voltron.
Voltron.
Let's put together your ultimate R&B artist. We're gonna mix it between the both of y'all. Okay. So what we're going to do is you're going to build your R&B artist. Who, you're going to get the vocal for the artist, the performance style for the artist, the styling of the artist, the passion of the artist. And, you know, since we have so much creative excellence in the building, who's going to write and produce for that artist? So we'll start with you, Mitch. Who are you going to get the vocal from for that artist?
Donnie. Donnie Hathaway.
Real fast with that. He was real fast. Donnie. Carl, who you gonna get the performance style from?
Man, showmanship. It's got to be Michael.
It's got to be Michael. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And singing like come on, man.
Yes, sir. Passion.
Who you gonna get the styling from?
Yeah, since you started the Gumby.
Yeah, you got the Gumby. You know what I'm saying? Y'all brought the street culture to the church, and you know them threads and them party shirts, guest jeans, pencil pocket.
Well, you know Marvin Gaye had the style.
Marvin Gaye had the style.
You can't like,
Tank, Tank still wearing the beanie to this day. He still got the Marvin beanie on today.
Right? This is Marvin.
Marvin is
the passion of the artist, the heart of the artist, who mean it.
They really mean it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man, Mitchell took the last one. Marvin, I thought Marvin meant it when he sang it.
You can double up on Marvin.
Huh? Who you say?
Go with Aretha. Let's go with Aretha, man.
I mean, you can't lose. You can't lose. Okay, I go with Aretha.
The first chorus collaboration of South 5 on the Army Money Podcast.
Yeah, because that's what we did all the time. All right, well, I'm gonna go with Aretha. Go to Aretha.
Yeah, that's pretty fire. That's pretty fire. Who's writing for this artist?
I got two people, but can I name both of them?
Come on.
Yeah, I'm looking at you, but I'm gonna see what you say.
Peter.
Oh, you're talking about David Foster.
David Foster. David Foster, phenomenal writer.
Phenomenal writer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how do you argue David Foster? You can't throw a really big name out
he's
there.
He's right. I mean, he's a phenomenal writer, man.
Phenomenal, right.
Love Parks, but I mean, you can go. I can go. I have no qualm with you saying David Foster. I have no qualm. We're talking private.
You definitely should have wrote some R&B right
For real. What you got laying in the stash and I can tear it into some.
Oh, no, he got something. He got some gospel.
Only
pies. He got some R&B.
You got some gospel only pies that I can turn into some worldly pies?
No, he got some good R&B for you. Oh, yes, he do.
Oh, man.
Who's producing?
Well, it's my turn, man. Absolutely. You
don't
get to call
the producer. Yeah, no, he get the last one.
He get the producer.
No, you did the.
No, you did the writer.
You said I can do both, but go ahead.
No, I said you can separate them. I'm not getting the middle of that. I'm gonna let y'all do that.
Go ahead.
Because y'all well, been.
No. How you gonna tell me what I'm gonna tell them? I have to go with Terry Lewis and Jimmy Jam.
Yeah.
Deuces. I mean, I don't think I've heard nothing bad they put out. Oh, I'm only you. Oh, I mean, they did everything.
Oh, yeah. My God.
The genre.
Chord changes.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Guys, so I'm just saying, crazy. You get them in there. Doc, put the hats on, too, while they producing. Come on, man. Yeah.
They were maniacs.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
They were maniacs.
Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely. Phenomenal. Yes.
Like, it's still not to this day. Nothing close.
Yeah. Nope.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Not them. Mm-hmm.
Nothing close.
No.
Not Jimmy.
You go
Jerry.
See Janet in concert?
Oh, yeah.
You like, ah, got it.
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
Yeah.
Producing. Got it. Got it.
Yeah. Man, mm-hmm. we came up listening to Time and, you know, Prince and that era. That's when stuff was really changing, I think, for everybody. Stripping mm-hmm. come from disco.
Yeah.
In that era,
mm-hmm.
man, it's Jammin' Lewis.
Oh, yeah. Jammin' Lewis. Monsters.
The Time?
Yeah.
Dude. I got to say, it was hard for me to stay in church because a song came out called Flashlight, We All Right. George Clinton.
Flashlight? Flashlight almost ran up out the church.
How are you going to go to, how are they going to play that? And then you gotta go singing, "Come Down, Jesus on the Main Line." Oh, what you want?
Tank would have tried it.
Energy,
he would have tried it. Like,
okay, I'd have threw some flashlight in some kind.
How do I give flashlight
right.
to be the light?
How do I give the light?
How would you?
I'd have figured it out. I was that guy. In
flashlight
church.
At the end of the tunnel.
I played everything in church I wasn't supposed to play. I was that guy.
You pushed it. You pushed it.
Oh, pushed it.
And pushed did it. The pastor ever stop you and say?
He was with you? All of the shenanigans.
Was he?
He wanted all this. But the youth pastor, Reverend Tyrone Petty, saved my life. I was going a whole nother direction.
Save your life.
Save my life. But he met me where I was. He's a street guy too from D.C. So he understood me and
right.
you know, my connection to all of it, which is how I got connected to y'all. Like, it just all made sense at the right time.
You're saying exactly the reason why I believe Commission did what they did.
Mm-hmm.
We were able to reach people that other people weren't reaching.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like the quartet, the choir yeah. people. For that purpose, we were able to reach people. Because we was trying to do Time and Prince.
Yeah.
You know, we was trying to get those people that just got saved that they didn't feel like they had an outlet because mm-hmm. they didn't want to sing the old hymns.
Mm-hmm.
We trying to give them something they can sing. And that's what we did.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of old hymns we took and turned into Commission songs.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So they were like, oh man, that's old hymns. But the testimonies that we have, fellas, about mm-hmm. people.
Oh my goodness.
In college, struggling in mm-hmm. college in your dorm room, don't know where next meal coming from, trying to take your life.
Yep. Yep.
The testimonies. My roommate left your album yeah. and I never listened to gospel. And I put it on.
Atheist. Listen yeah, to the music.
Atheist. And I listened
gave
to
your
it.
Life to God.
And yeah. I mm-hmm. and it changed my life. I started running after it. So when people tell the stories like that,
mm-hmm.
that's the reason why we did this.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
To get that. Because we saved some people. Turn their life around, didn't kill themselves. Mm-hmm. Testimony like that? Man, come on, man. What's better than that? Billion dollars? No. Billion streams? What's better than that?
Yeah.
Nothing.
Save no. somebody's life.
Save
so
somebody's life.
We live for those moments, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so we know that we're leaving that mark. Not just a music mark, because we know that's gonna be there, but the mark of people looking back and saying, wow. We look back and say, man, we did this and God was able to get glory out of this and people's lives were mm-hmm. spared and saved. That right there, mm-hmm. that's we can just about finish it up right there with that. Save lives. People now who are doctors performing surgeries in their careers. And if it hadn't been for y'all, I wouldn't have made it. So those type of testimonies, man, listen, how much mm-hmm. it costs? We'll pay for it ourselves and go
yeah.
to get that testimony.
Mm-hmm.
Right, save somebody and get their life together, man, because that's what it's about for us, you know.
Getting the ministry to the places where they need it.
That's right.
That's what I've always been an advocate for. Streets need it.
And that's why you was pushing it. You wanted the lights and the lights went out. That's why you did that.
Yeah. Yeah. He came back on for you, though.
Excellent. Excellent.
We got one more segment for you, gentlemen. We're going to hold you long, man. But, you know, in all of your... and all of your travels. We have one more segment. It's gonna bless our soul.
Where you going?
I ain't saying no names.
Yeah.
I ain't saying no names. I ain't saying no names. I ain't saying no names. Where you was?
Yeah.
Who you was with? What you did?
Don't say.
I ain't saying no names.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've watched y'all segments on that one, and I'm trying to figure out. We've been racking our brain on that one,
yeah,
trying to figure out what we could tell.
Super funny.
That's super
or what's
funny.
Crazy. What's
yeah, for us, is, for y'all, would be funny or foolish.
All right, funny or foolish.
funny and foolish.
Funny and foolish.
We're changing words around.
Hey, yeah, I'm gonna make it through this. I'm gonna make it through this episode.
Come on,
I'm gonna make it through this episode.
I messed up. I said a bad word.
You did say a bad word.
One. But God knows my heart.
still a loving atmosphere here.
It's love. Listen, no condemnation.
No condemnation.
No judging. No judging.
No judging.
None of that.
So this segment, if y'all watch the show, it's called I Ain't Saying No Names. Tell us a story, funny or foolish. Or funny and foolish. Mm-hmm. The only rules of the game, you just can't say no names. We know there's some funny and foolish things going on in the gospel world, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all can tell us some stories. Listen, if you want to tell us the stump down Detroit stories, y'all can tell us that, too. We ain't going to say nothing.
We with all of it.
Parks, don't look at me like that. Okay,
Parks said, you want me to do it?
Yeah, we do.
This is a nice story. It ain't bad.
Yeah, we do.
This ain't a bad story. Okay, so one of our first flights, we were flying out. Commission, we're going somewhere on the airplane. And you know, everybody gets settled, and the light goes on, ding. You and I move about the cabin, blah, 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 go to the bathroom. So I ain't saying no names. But somebody went to the bathroom in the group, and when they came out, they had a long string of toilet paper out the back of their pants.
No, not on their foot, but out the back of their pants. Back of their pants.
No, I thought it was the foot.
No, it was the pants.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. No.
I ain't saying no names, who it is. But he didn't know it till he got back to the seat that he had that on. And we was like, oh my God.
Took that boo boo with it.
You can't blow up the airplane bathroom.
Man, listen.
You gotta hold it.
I can't.
You gotta hold it.
I'm gonna go wherever I go.
No.
I'm gonna go.
No.
I'm gonna tear that airplane apart.
I'm gonna tear that airplane apart.
Are you flushing at the same time when you go?
Many airplanes whooped them. And it's scary too, because like some of those airplanes got the suction joint. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You gotta hold yourself because it'll try to pull you.
No. All right. Whatever.
So what happens when the little lady is waiting? You know how they be waiting now?
She show.
You don't want to go in there.
Because I'm in here. Because, you know, I'm in there. I'm settled in.
No,
it's
man.
It's just good you wasn't with commission at that time.
Because y'all clown
me. Because y'all have been in the last row. When you come out of there, see,
I had to get that out of me.
Pause in the name of Jesus.
But that's one of the things we did. We entertained ourselves with crazy stuff.
You want to go 2 for 2 or you just
no, that's
come not, on, man.
I agree with that one.
You gonna agree with that one? The toilet paper fumble. Yeah, I'll whoop any bathroom. I don't care. White House, plane, I don't care. Okay.
Out of pocket.
My stomach is not going to be eroding.
So you believe it's more room out than in?
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. Like, this is natural. This flows naturally.
Wait till you get off the plane, man.
No.
The bathroom is this
big. Have you seen the bathrooms in the new Delta airplanes?
Man.
Fire.
No.
They're really nice.
Fire.
They're not that nice.
They got enough room.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
So you did it in the old one, though, too.
I did in the old one, too. I did it in the train while I was sitting like this.
Hold on. Did you wipe your head? Did you wipe your face first?
No, man. No.
And I keep my wipes on me just in case. Anybody still dry wiping in 2023, you are out of control.
Now that I agree with.
You are out of bounds. And you probably stink.
They wouldn't let me bring mine to security.
What, wipes?
Yeah.
No, when?
When I was going through, they went through my bag. Said, oh, we got to run this through
X-ray. You going to take over the plane with some wet wipes? Like,
wipes? Man, what are you talking about? They would not let me.
If y'all don't land this plane.
I said, what do you think? I got some cocaine in there soaked in or something. It's just wipes.
You just gave them the whole suggestion right there. It can happen.
It can?
Yeah.
I knew he was going to get some Detroit players. So it was this one time where they put the wipes.
What you think? They got the whole life. Brothers, listen, man, I can't tell you how much we appreciate you, man. And thank you for making the trip. You know, thank you for the information. Thank you for the music you've made. Thank you for the lives you've lived and continue to live. Thank you personally for me for changing my life. For blessing me in more ways than you could ever imagine. You could ever imagine. And still to this day, I still play them songs and play them albums to this day. And it still make me feel the same way. The same way. I'm still that kid in ninth grade. Mm-hmm. Like, wow. Listen to this. Mm-hmm. I can't thank you enough.
We can't thank you enough, man. Yeah. You guys for having us, man. We really appreciate it.
Right? Yeah.
The love you guys are showing us, man. We really appreciate it, man.
Absolutely.
We really do.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
Opening the doors, Doc, and allowing us to sit here and tell some stories, man. And, you know, it encourages us to hear stories from people like yourselves, artists, doing your own thing out there, man. It's encouraging. So we appreciate you. Mm-hmm. We really do appreciate you guys, man. And we're going to continue to watch segments and everything you're doing, man. I get something good out of every time I look at the shows, man. It's y'all doing your thing, man.
Thank you, brother.
Just bleep out my cuss words. Just bleep,
bleep them out.
Yeah, I be out of control sometimes.
Well,
yeah.
The Bible don't say you can't cuss. It says you can't curse.
Okay.
Big difference between cussing and cursing.
There's a difference. Come on now. We're getting technical now.
Yeah.
Spoken from the man himself.
Yeah, I don't want to see no more comments about my mouth.
The permission has been given by commission.
No, wait a minute.
The permission has been given by commission. Yeah, I like it. Yeah.
Church. Tabernacle. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Tank.
I'm Jay Valentine.
And this is the R&B Money Podcast, the authority on all things R&B. Yeah. And this has been a life-changing pod and one of the best days of my life. Y'all make some noise for Mitchell Jones and Carl B.
Yeah, yeah. Good to be here, man.
R&B Money.
R&B Money is a production of the Black Effect Podcast Network. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Don't forget to subscribe to and rate our show. And you can connect with us on social media at Jay Valentine and at The Real Tank. For the extended episode, subscribe to youtube.com/RMB Money.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.